People wear their most fetching outfits in the days built into pride, generally exposing way too much skin, especially on the day of the parade. But Scarlett didn't wear full makeup and a majorette costume just for pride. She wore it every day of the year. Today, she tied her long brown hair in a ponytail as we sat in the shade. Too late, I looked up to see Wade Murphy's silver convertible headed our way with the top down. I'd been on the swim team with him for 2 years. I was a great swimmer, but Wade was tall and had started swimming lessons at the country club about 10 minutes after he was born. Oh. At the last second, Wade spotted us and squealed the car to a stop. He said to me, "I'm glad to see you with a nice girl instead of the fags you usually hang out with, Shewood." Oh, Scarlett asked me, "You know this good-looking guy?" "Scarlett, it's okay," I said. Standing, she walked slowly but dramatically to the car. She said, "What's your name?" "Really, Scarlett, it's okay." Wade stared open-mouthed like she'd walked off the pages of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. He held out his hand. "I'm Wade." "Oh." "I'm Scarlett." She gave him a sweet smile as they shook hands. Then she pulled his hand under the glittery skirt of her majorette outfit. "Oh." "It's a dude," he whispered, his eyes wide. The tires squealed again as the car peeled away. Scarlett's baton performance at the parade that day was brilliant as ever. Wade walked along with the float for about 20 blocks. He whistled and tried to get her attention, and finally, when she'd had enough, she reached up and pulled a balloon off the front of the float, throwing it at him without missing a beat in her performance. It looked like a water balloon, but it wasn't filled with water. Wade ambushed me by my locker at the swimming pool the next day as I pulled on my Speedo. "Okay, Sherwood, I'm giving you one chance. I want his number." "Whose number?" "That guy, Scarlett," he said. "Leave her alone." This went on for 2 weeks. Wade always cornered me when my clothes were off in the locker room. "Sherwood, buddy, give me a break here. Just give me his number." I said, "Here's what we'll do. If you call her, I'll give her your number. Up to her if she wants to fight you, but take my advice and don't bother. Can I tell her that we're friends? You aren't the first person to hassle her. Don't say I didn't warn you." A month later, Scarlett performed at a benefit for Russian gays seeking U.S. asylum. Everyone in the room was on their feet the minute she came out on the stage with her baton. She was fantastic. After the performance, Wade Murphy presented her with an armload of red roses.